really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. And I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week and is relevant to the events that are happening. So February marks the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of 1979 that saw to the ousting of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the king of Iran, and the establishment of a new order in Iran and a new regime called the Islamic Republic of Iran under the supreme leadership of Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini, mostly known as Imam Khomeini. The new establishment has attempted to design a system that could lead a country and its nation in an Islamic way. Imam Khomeini has been quoted as saying that an Islamic state would not only satisfy the worldly needs of its subjects, but also address their spiritual needs. As you know, our life has two dimensions. There are material needs that we try to satisfy, such as the salary we get, the services we are provided, the freedoms and limitations a state imposes, and the grounds for peaking our potential. Many regimes have been successful in creating a system that can respond to those needs, but a second dimension is sometimes forgotten, and that is the spiritual dimension, which is in response to our need for meaning in life and the belief that an afterlife exists that is eternal and that we would like to be prosperous in it. Today we want to introduce a book on the leader of this establishment, Ayatollah Khomeini. Stay tuned.
Ayatollah Khomeini led his country in an attempt to restore the Islamic vision. This gathering on the anniversary of his death is evidence of the continuing popular support for the Ayatollah's message. The revolution was one of the most significant events of recent Muslim history. It opposed the West and restored Islam to center stage. It gave a lead to the whole Islamic world and made Muslim governments uncomfortable. But many ordinary Muslims everywhere admired the Ayatollah.
You're back on IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is Bookshelf. So before the break, we were talking about the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran. Today's book is called Imam Khomeini, a short biography by Dr. Elgar, published by the Institute for the Compilation and Publication of the Works of Imam Khomeini. The book is a preliminary sketch intended to acquaint the reader with the outlines of the Imam's life and the main aspects of his person as an Islamic leader of exceptional stature. The Institute for the Compilation and Publication of the Works of Imam Khomeini dedicates itself to disseminating the teachings of Imam Khomeini. So the book is in 32 pages, which is a short number as the author has promised, and the contents include childhood and early education, the years of spiritual and intellectual formation in Qom from 1923 to 1962, the years of struggle and exile from 1962 to 1978, the Islamic Revolution from 1978 to 1979, and 1979 to 1989, first decade of the Islamic Republic, last decade of the Imam's life. You can download this book for free from al-islam.org, and we're going to take a break now, but you can also join us after the break in the reading of an excerpt from this book. Don't go away.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
شما در این قرن معجزه کردید. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر الله اکبر خمینی رهبر الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
You're back on IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is Bookshelf. So we're just about to read the book Imam Khomeini, A Short Biography by Dr. Algar, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. I'm going to read a page from the chapter The Years of Spiritual and Intellectual Formation in Qom, 1923 to 1962, and I'm reading a piece from page 8. Gnosis and ethics were also the subject of the first classes taught by the Imam. The class on ethics taught by Haji Javad Agha Malik Tabrizi were resumed 3 years after his death by Shah Abadi, and when Shah Abadi left for Tehran in 1963, he assigned the class to Imam Khomeini. The class consisted in the first place of a careful reading of Ansari's Manazil al-Sa'irin, but ranged between the texts to touch on a wide variety of contemporary concerns. It proved popular to the extent that the townsfolk of Qom, as well as the students of the religious sciences, attended, and people are related to have come from as far afield as Tehran and Isfahan simply to listen to the Imam. This popularity of the Imam's lectures ran contrary to the policies of the Pahlavi regime, which wished to limit the influence of the ulama outside the religious teaching institution. The government therefore secured the transfer of the lectures from the prestigious location of the Faiziya Madrasa to the Mullah Sadr Madrasa, which was unable to accommodate large crowds. However, after the deposition of Reza Shah in 1941, the lectures returned to the Faiziya Madrasa and instantly regained their former popularity. The ability to address the people at large, not simply his own colleagues within the religious institution, which the Imam displayed for the first time in these lectures on ethics, was to play an important role in the political struggles he led in the years later. While teaching ethics to a wide and diverse audience, Imam Khomeini began teaching important texts of Gnosis, such as the section on the soul in Al-Asfar Al-Arba'a of Mullah Sadra, and Sabzavari's Sharh Al-Manzuma to a select group of young scholars that included Murtaza Mutahhari. As for the earliest writings of the Imam, they also indicate that his primary interest during his early years in Qom was Gnosis. In 1928, for example, he completed the Sharh Al-Du'a Al-Sahar, a detailed commentary on the supplicatory prayers recited throughout Ramadan by Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. As with all Imam Khomeini's works on Gnosis, the terminology of Ibn Arabi is frequently encountered in this book. 2 years later, he completed Misbah al-Hidayah, a dense and systematic treatise on the main topics of Gnosis. In a brief autobiography written for inclusion in a book published in 1934, the Imam wrote that he spent most of his time studying and teaching the works of Mullah Sadra.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Unfortunately, that's all the time that I have. It's important to understand a revolution by knowing his leader. And today we introduce the book Imam Khomeini, A Short Biography by Dr. Algar that you can download from al-islam.org. If you missed our program, you can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي